don't hesitate. When you feel its touch, don't deny it. Try it. Love can't wait. If it's yours, don't be late. When it comes your way, don't forsake it. Take it, for love is the ruler of all on earth. It can't be measured, not true.
My mother and my father were in love for 50 years. So when Dad died, we wondered why my mother shed no tears. We asked her once about it, but she wouldn't tell us why. Instead, she'd walk outside each night and smile up at the sky. Then just before she left us, she called us to her side. She told us what my father said to her just before he died. I remember when said you'd never leave me. Through these golden years I've kept the same vow too. But now that I am going, please don't leave me. I'll walk just beyond the moon, then I'll stop and wait for you. You can look up every night and you'll see me light the light, where I'll watch for you to join me someday soon. We'll go looking through the stars for the heaven that is ours, and I know we'll find it soon, somewhere just beyond the moon.
I'll walk just beyond the moon, then I'll stop and wait for you.
I'll just sit there by a star, and I'll watch you from afar, till I see you walking toward me someday soon. Then together, hand in hand, we'll find our promised land, and we'll settle down forever, darling, just beyond the moon.
The moon, then I'll stop and wait for you.
My God, what a good one there. That's 1967. He was still singing, Tex Redder, Just Beyond the Moon. And then for 1970, we heard Matt Curtis doing an old Carl Perkins song, Honey Don't, and we were part of Love Can't Wait by Marty Robbins. I have a Marty Robbins collection. This was out in 62. Hopefully it's in that collection. I can replace this version that we have, if I can remember. Old age catches up, folks. Anyway, you're listening to the Country Jamboree on whatever station you're listening to, the flagship, the Global Voice, and other station on Terrestrial Radio. We're glad to hear from you. If you want to write us and let us know that you're enjoying this show, it varies from week to week. Sometimes I do it. Sometimes my sweetie deal does it. And sometimes we both do it. We both do it. So this time it's my turn. I don't mind. It's kind of fun. Anyway, you can write us at CJ, standing for Country Jamboree, just CJ, at theglobalvoice.info. That's CJ at theglobalvoice.info. Okay, we'll play a novelty one. This will also be our final, like I think the Tex Redder one was. But this one has seen better days, but we'll play it anyway. Not going to tell you what it is. You probably don't remember it, and after hearing it, you probably won't want to.
An old Tennessee mountaineer was lying, dying, high up in the Smoky Mountains. So he called his kin together, raised up on his elbow, and said, keep the hog in the pen, Ben, keep the hog in the pen. Don't let him fight with my dog, Ben, cause a dog is man's best friend. All together now,
tie my hunting dog down, Jim, tie my hound dog down. Keep him from running in town, Jim, tie my hunting dog down.
Burn the mouth to the still, Bill, burn the mouth to the still. Give the neighbors their fill, Bill, then burn the mouth of the still all together now.
Tie my hunting dog down, Jip, tie my hound dog down. Keep him from running in town, Jip, tie my hunting dog down.
Don't let the rooster get hot, Ma, don't let the rooster get hot. He's all the laying hens got, Ma, don't let the rooster get hot all together now.
Tie my hunting dog down, Jip, tie my hound dog down. Keep him from running in town, Jip, tie my hunting dog down.
When I'm gone, gone, don't you bawl, y'all. When I'm gone, don't you squall. Gonna leave here in style, mom. Get out my new overalls all together now.
Tie my hunting dog down, Jip. Tie my hound dog down. Keep him from running in town, Jip. Tie my hunting dog down.
Plant me high on the hill, Phil. Turn my face to the sky.
We'll plant you high on the hill, Will, if you'll just shut up and die.
All together now.
Tie my hunting dog down, Jip. Tie my hound dog down. Keep him from running in town, Jip. Tie my hunting dog down.
All together once.
Tie my hunting dog down, Jip. Tie my hound dog down. Keep him from running in town, Jip. Tie my hunting dog down.
All together now.
Tie my hunting dog down, Jip.
I knew that someday I just had to be a truck driver, cause it holds a fascination for me to have somebody paying me a living wage to travel all over the country. I told the man at the terminal I'll work real hard, even 8 or 9 hours a day. I'll never forget the way that he laughed and the things that I had to say. He said, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and you better start a learning it fast. You got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and we teach it in a special class. Yeah, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and a whole lot of fuel to burn. Well, it's a heck of a life being married to diesel, but son, you got an awful lot to learn. Well, the first rig I drove was a cab over Jimmy Stop at every truck stop I would see. Drinking hot coffee, talking that trash to the waitress, truck driver with a capital T. I headed east in Louisiana, darn near past Kelly's, hit the air just to turn her around. When I finally got a stop, I was still headed east, but my fritter was Texas bound. I said, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and you better start learning it fast. Yeah, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and we teach it in a special class. Boy, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and a whole lot of fuel to burn. It's a heck of a life being married to a diesel, but son, you got an awful lot to learn. Well, I ordered me a steak when 6 motorcycle riders came in and started strutting their stuff,
saying, hey, man, you one of them truck drivers that's supposed to be so tough.
Well, they ruined my steak, so I just paid up and left.
He ain't so tough, I heard one of them shout. Waitress said he ain't much of a truck driver either.
He run over 6 motorcycles pulling out. I said, you boys got a lot to learn about truck driving, and you better start learning it fast. Yeah, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and we teach it in a special class. Boy, you got an awful lot to learn about truck driving, and a whole lot of fuel to burn. It's a heck of a life being married to a diesel, but son, you got an awful lot to learn. Yeah, a heck of a life being married to a diesel, but son, you got an awful lot to learn.
Yeah, you gotta get that education. Learn how to make that logbook out. Shift them gears, boy. Wrap that engine up. Here it go. And when you pass a Greyhound bus, you go like this.
Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned, yet I feel like in those hills I still belong. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. But as I sit here today, many miles I am away from the place I rode my pony through the draw, where the oak and blackjack trees kiss the playful prairie breeze in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. As I turn life a page to the land of the great Osage, in those Oklahoma hills where I was born, where the black oil rolls and flows and the snow white cotton grows, in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. In the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Hank Thompson again, the Oklahoma hills. Somebody else did that song, and I, for the life of me, can't remember who. But that's a good version. Having fun here playing this music again. Haven't done it in a while. That was from 1961. And I believe he was on RCA back, Victor back then. 1973, Red Simpson, and awful lot to learn to drive a truck. That's what I believe the title was. My program didn't read it all right. Awful lot to learn about truck driving. Okay, that sounds better. That probably because that's the actual title. And Arthur Smith, try to find that on your CD player somewhere, huh? Maybe there's a master copy on CD. Tie My Hunting Dog Down, Jed. And I believe that was out in 63. Played on the country chart, maybe a little bit. Let's see how high it got. Probably not very high during the year, but it was kind of a cute novelty. But a lot of novelty country one. Yeah, 1963 got us at 151. I think Ralph Harris either heard that and did his own version of it, or he did it and they heard that one, did their own version. I'm not sure. But anyway, okay, we're having fun here with the great country music. About 10 more minutes to go, so let's just keep it going. Here's Rex Allen.
Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. Since I was just a little boy, I've liked to roam the hills, and to hear wild stories about the Indians was my biggest thrill. I'd shout and yell and holler like them. I wore moccasins on my feet, and I'd make believe I was under a teepee every time I went to sleep. My hair was jet black and I was 21, lots of pretty girls around, but the pale-faced maidens didn't thrill me none around my Cochise County hometown. Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. One day I went to the reservation, and there by a shallow creek was a beautiful Indian fetching water, and I just had to speak. She smiled at me, then quickly left, but the next day she returned, and it wasn't very long till I told her how the love in my heart burned. Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. I told my daddy I'd found a girl who meant the world to me, and tomorrow I'd ask the Indians. Indian chief for the hand of Novalee. Dad's trembling lips spoke softly as he told me of my life. 'Twas then he said I could never take this maiden for my wife. Son, the white man and Indian were fighting when you were born, and a brave called Yellow Sun scalped my little boy. So I stole you to get even for what he'd done. Though you're a full-blooded Indian, son, I love you as much as my own little feller that's dead. And son, Nova Lee is your sister. And that's why I've always said, son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go.
Hoochamoogie, mushy doggy, oh, hoochamoogie, eh? Mean son, don't go near the Eskimos, please do what I say.
My daddy was working for the weather station a little bit north of Nome. And I grew up in that frozen country where the nights are 6 months long. I used to play like I was an Eskimo. I put whale oil on my hair. And every night I would beg my folks, let me sleep in the frigid air.
Hoochamoogie, mushy doggy, oh, hoochamoogie, eh? I mean, son, don't go near the Eskimos. Please do what I say.
I was 17 and my voice was changing, but the girls didn't thrill me none. 'Cause I longed to go see an Eskimo on the banks of the old Yukon. One night I slipped from my daddy's house a little bit north of Nome. I knew that I could be back by morning 'cause the nights are 6 months long.
Hoochamoogie, mushy doggy, oh, hoochamoogie, eh? Son, don't go near the Eskimos, please do what I say.
And there she was, sitting on a chunk of ice, eating a frozen fish and nipping her friskies in whale blubber. And I said, Ooga Shuga Mushka, which means the love in my heart is burning. And she said, Shuga Mushka Nostra, and that means, back up, buddy, you're melting the ice. I went back home and I told my daddy about this maiden fair and how I felt I would like to melt the icicles in her hair. Dad's trembling lips turned purple and his breath began to freeze. It was then he told me I could never up noses with pretty little Umshognee. Son, when you were born, the white men and the Eskimo, well, they were having a lot of wild parties together. And an Eskimo named Pie-Eye, that's right, son, a pie-eyed Eskimo, froze my little boy and made an icicle out of him. So I stole you to get even. I was going to make a fudge-sickle out of you. But I raised you like you were my very own. And I've loved you like the cold-blooded little Eskimo that you are. So you see, son, you can never rub noses with Umshognee. No, it's not because she's your sister. But, son, Umshognee has got the coldest nose in Alaska. And that's why I've always said,
Umshognee, mushy donkey, oh, Umshognee, eh? I mean, son, don't.
I know, I play that one quite a bit, and it tells you hear me on the Global Voice, but I don't think I put it on the other stations yet. That's Ben Colder from, I believe, 64. My memory is not good at remembering when these songs were out. 62, and Sun Don't Go Near the Eskimo. And then we had Rex Allen version from the same year, 62. Great song. Rex Allen was very popular for many, many years, and I think he deserved it. Well, folks, we hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to go for now, and we're going to enjoy this by ending it with what I call my ending thing, because it's an instrumental. And if I run a little over, I can fade it out. Secret Radio Talk, folks. So you all have a good week, and we'll see you next week with the Country Jamboree. I believe my sweetie's going to do it, because I'm going to work on this computer and hopefully get it ready by next week. Anyway, take care, all. Bye.